The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am your host for today's episode, Reed. Today we are joined by Ms. Thompson, who is the early ed teacher here at Taconic. We are also joined by some of her ninth grade students, Janaya.
Hello.
And Riley.
Hi.
In today's episode, we are going to be talking to Ms. Thompson about what it's like to be an early ed teacher and what advice future parents should know about raising a child. First of all, how are you all doing today?
We're doing good. Thanks for having us, Reed.
You're most welcome. How are you two doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We're excited for the basketball game this afternoon.
Yes, this is being recorded on a Friday the 9th? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do, Ms. Thompson?
Sure. I teach early education and care. I'm teaching 9th and 10th grade this year. So we basically explore child development. We talk about the environment and brain development and how important it is to be really intentional when you are working with small children.
Well, that is really nice. First question, what is it like working with these younger kids?
Oh, it's pretty cool. I formerly taught preschool for 20 years, so for the last 8 years, I've been teaching high school, and I take the high schoolers, and we still get to work with the children. So it's pretty cool. I get to work with kids at both ends of the ages, and some of the kids that I taught in preschool, I now get to teach in high school.
That does sound pretty fun. Have you two had any experiences with the kids downstairs?
Yes, we previously went to the preschool downstairs, and we went to some elementary schools that we go to.
Can you tell me a little bit about, like, which elementary schools by chance?
So half of the class goes to Morningside, and the other half goes to Stearns.
Nice. Have you guys ever been to Conti at all?
We haven't been yet, but we're going to rotate, hopefully, other elementary schools into our observations.
All right. That sounds pretty fun. When you worked at the Boys and Girls Club, Ms. Thompson, was it harder working with the older kids, or is it about the same as where you are now?
I don't know. It's safe to say it's the same. I think if you value each child and you treat them with respect and you're empathetic to them, then it really, you know, you can have good relationships, which is really kind of the central core of whether it's easy or difficult to work with children.
That does make a lot of sense. All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break, and we will be back shortly. And we're back on Up on Taconic, asking some questions to Ms. Thompson about what it's like working as an early ed teacher and what advice she would give to future parents. And she's joined by two of her students, Janaya and Riley. Let's move on to the next question. What prompted you to become an early ed teacher?
I'd say growing up, I always enjoyed working around small children, whether it was my cousins or just relatives or family friends. So when I went away to college, I originally wanted to study to be a veterinarian. And then when I got to college, I just switched to early ed.
Wow. That's like a different career path in, like, general, right?
A little bit. But, you know, if I like working with animals, like working with children.
That does sound like a fun career path.
Right.
What's it like working with 9th and 10th graders?
This is my first year switching to 9th and 10th grade after working with 11th and 12th for the last few years. And I love it. I love working with the 9th and 10th graders. I like doing the exploratory because I get to meet all of the freshmen that are coming into Taconic, and I get to share a lot of knowledge that I have about early ed with them. So it's pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool. Follow up to that. What ultimately is the end goal for most of them, like after they're done with high school?
Yeah, that's a great question. So some go into the field. Some, when they start their co-op in 11th and 12th grade, they start working at an early childhood center. Some continue on after graduation, and they go and take a few courses, and they get their lead teacher certification. Others go away to four-year schools. Some go to BCC. In order to stay in early ed, you do need a degree in the field. But the way I look at it is, even if students don't choose to work with small children, someday maybe they'll be parents, they'll be aunts, they'll be uncles. And just if I can teach them how to bring out the best outcomes in children, then I think that can make a difference.
That's nice. Are you two considering, like, at all going into the field like that?
I don't plan on going into the early education field, but I do tend on using the skills that I learn in a job, maybe working with children, just not as a teacher.
All right, so like something like the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA?
Well, I'd probably start off at a place like that, especially for co-op, but I plan on getting a degree in psychology and maybe working with children through therapy.
That does sound fun. What about you?
Like her, I am going a different career path in my future, but I will be starting off using early education, like in co-op, and probably working at the YMCA or the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, those are a fun place to work at. I was actually in LIT at the Boys and Girls Club for last year. It was my first time, and a lot of the kids loved me. You'll like it there.
They sure did. And before that, you were in the after-school program as well.
Yeah.
When you were a little guy.
I was very little back then. I actually used to be blonde, funny enough.
Yeah.
If you had any advice for any new parents out in the world, what would it be, Ms. Thompson?
Be present. Be there. Don't give your kids phones, social media. Let them learn through life and play and just be really intentional. Yeah, you go for a walk, ask them what colors they see, ask them what sounds they hear. And those are all ways to build better brain connections and to build smarter and stronger children. But be there. Put down the phones. Be present.
Yeah, I've seen examples of that in the past with, like, other parents just not really paying attention. But that is some really good advice. I do respect that. Well, I believe that is all I have for you today. I want to thank Ms. Thompson and her students for taking the time out of their busy days to join us and talk about life as an early ed teacher and what advice she would give to future parents out in the world. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net. We hope you will join us next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcasts produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and this week featured a teacher from the early ed program and her students. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode Model podcast equipment and was taped in May of 2025.